Hollywood, California, we present Gene Herschel in another Dr. Christian story, brought to you by the Cheesebro Manufacturing Company, owners of the trademark Vaseline, and producers of Vaseline Petroleum Jelly for first aid, Vaseline Hair Tonic for the scare of the scalp and hair, and other famous Vaseline specialties. Did you ever stop to think that no matter how much the weather changes, your own body stays at the same temperature? Your skin, you see, regulates your temperature so that it never varies more than a fraction of a degree unless you are ill. It's really a remarkable organ, that skin of yours. In addition to regulating your temperature, it gets rid of many bodily poisons and is your greatest safeguard from infection. When you realize how important your skin is, you can understand why Vaseline jelly is so beneficial, why it is called the handiest thing in the house for cuts, burns, scalds, scratches, rashes, chapped skin, baby use, and other minor skin ailments. Vaseline jelly does these three necessary things for your skin. It forms a thin film that helps to keep infection out when the skin is broken. It assists healing, and it softens and lubricates the skin by supplementing the natural oils. Never be without Vaseline jelly. Always keep a jar or a tube in your medicine cabinet. It costs only 10 cents at the nearest drugstore. Gene Herschel's play for tonight concerns the efforts of the good citizens of River's End to nominate Dr. Christian for mayor. It all started late one afternoon a couple of weeks ago when John Hewitt, candidate for the office, burst in upon Judy, the doctor's secretary.
Hello there, Judy.
Oh, come in, Mr. Hewitt.
Is Doc Christian in?
Oh, he's out on a call now, Mr. Hewitt, but he should be back before long.
Then I'll wait.
Don't tell me there's anything the matter with you.
No, indeed. I never felt better. I've had an inspiration, Judy. That's what it was. Sheer inspiration.
You do sound excited. What started you off?
The office of mayor of River's End.
Oh, of course. I should have known. You're sure to be nominated, Mr. Hewitt. Everyone in town's for you.
That's not it, Judy. I'm not running for office any longer.
You're not... What?
I'm no longer a candidate for mayor. I've backed out.
Oh, but you can't. You're the only man in town we want.
Yeah, but there's where my inspiration comes in. I found a better man for the job, Judy. A man that no one can beat.
Oh, for goodness sake, who?
Dr. Paul Christian.
Dr. Christian? Say, he would make a good mayor.
Good isn't a word for it. He'll be great.
Why, yes. Yes, I think he would. But will he do it?
Oh, of course he will. We'll draft him, whether he wants to run or not.
Hello, John.
Hello, Doc.
Oh.
What can I do for you?
Dr. Christian, I didn't hear you come in.
I just got back from Mrs. Stevenson's. Her boy's much better.
And you're just in time, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. What?
Well, that's what you'll be when the votes have been counted. The mayor of River's End.
What does he mean, Judy?
Mr. Hewitt's backing out and running you for mayor instead. Isn't it wonderful?
There's no doubt you'll be elected. There won't be one voice against you.
Oh, this is the craziest thing I've ever heard.
But think of the honor.
I am thinking, Judy.
It's a situation unparalleled in the history of politics. Nomination will mean election. An honest city, an honest platform, and an honest mayor to carry out that platform. You can't beat that combination.
I'll admit you make it sound all right, John, but...
Well, now that you've accepted, I'll be running along.
Oh, but John, I haven't, I...
You won't need to campaign. Everybody knows Dr. Christian and loves him. You'll walk in.
No, John, I'll walk out.
Of course you are. With your head high in the air, the whole town will be cheering the new mayor of River's End. Well, see you later, Mr. Mayor.
Isn't it marvelous?
Mayor of River's End.
Oh, Mr. Hewitt was really inspired when he thought of that.
Inspired? No, Judy. Huh? I'm afraid John Hewitt needs a doctor right now more than he needs a mayor.
Why, Dr. Christian, you... Oh, I know what you mean. You're modest and you...
Oh, isn't it wonderful?
Oh, hello, Mrs. Browning.
How do you do, Mrs. Browning?
Oh, I simply had to run in and congratulate you, Dr. Christian.
Why?
Now, don't you go trying to hide your light under a bushel.
Oh, I'm not hiding.
Oh, I heard the good news, too. I'm on the steering committee representing our 19th Century Poets Club. I just met John Hewitt outside, and he said you'd accepted. I'm thrilled to my toe pit.
Isn't it marvelous that they all want him?
Now, Dr. Christian, I know how modest you are, but you mustn't harbor any doubts. You'll be elected, and you can count on the Brownings for 5 votes. We're with you solid.
That's not what I'm worrying about, Mrs. Browning.
Well, I must run on and spread the good news. Good night.
Mrs. Browning.
Mayor Paul Christian, how lucky we are.
Oh, I'm so thrilled.
Lock the door, Judy.
Huh? What for?
Lock it and bolt it. I'll put an end to this foolishness.
Why, Judy, what are you doing down here?
These are the party headquarters, aren't they?
Yes. Sit down. You look worried.
I am. Dr. Christian insists he won't run for office.
What? He won't run?
Mm-mm. He says he's not the right man for the job.
Oh, but he accepted just a couple of days ago. The town's gone wild. I said it would.
Uh-huh. Dr. Christian's wild, too, so that makes it unanimous.
Oh, you can't back out now. Election is only 1 week off.
Can't you run again instead of him?
I couldn't do that. Why, this was my idea. River's End is more sold on him right now than they ever were for me. They're crazy about him.
I know. I thought it was a good idea, too. Only I suppose we should have listened to him before we let the whole town in on our plans.
Well, we can't disappoint them now, Judy. We've got to make Doc Christian run.
Make him run? Well, how, when he's determined not to?
The oldest trick in the bag. Arouse public opinion. River's End solid behind him. We'll make them solid, and then, well, when he hears the call of the people, he can't refuse.
Oh, it doesn't seem fair to...
We both want him for mayor, don't we? We think he'd be the best man in town.
Oh, yes, I've never doubted that.
Then you just leave this to me. Come in. Oh, good afternoon, Martha.
Good afternoon, John. And Judy, how nice to see you here in our little fortress.
How are things going, Martha?
Oh, splendid. The people are just rallying to us. They've organized 12 clubs, and I'm having some banners painted.
That's it. We've got to turn on the pressure.
It's already turned on and sizzling.
Why, Mrs. Browning.
Oh, Dr. Christian.
Come on in, Doc. Take a look at your party headquarters.
Thank you.
You're the man of the hour. You carry the banner of progress for us. Oh, that reminds me. I must get going and order more banners for the clubs.
Please let them wait, Mrs. Browning.
Oh, I can't. It takes time to...
I'm afraid you won't need your banners.
Maybe you ladies better leave us alone, huh? So we can talk.
I'd rather they heard what I... If you don't mind.
Oh, how like you. Everything above board. Right out in the open. That's one reason we want you for mayor.
I'm not running for mayor, Mrs. Browning. I can't run.
Oh, but Doc,
I don't mean to be blunt or unappreciative. It was gracious for you even to consider me, but...
No man in River's End deserves to be mayor more than you do.
That's right, Dr. Christian.
No, Judy. You have a man right here who deserves it far more than I do.
He's always so modest.
Oh, that's not modesty, Mrs. Browning. It's common sense.
That's exactly what we want. A mayor with good, down-to-the-earth common sense.
Well, then, John Hewitt is the man you want.
Oh, no, Doc.
Mr. Hewitt wouldn't have backed out if he hadn't thought you were a better man for the job.
Oh, it was kind of you and a great compliment to me, John. But you had experience in this sort of work. You know politics.
But you know people, Doc, far better than I do.
You've come into our home.
That's right, Dr. Christian. I'll bet there isn't a family in River's End you haven't attended at some time or other.
You know us better than any other man in town.
That's why you'd make a better mayor. With your knowledge of human needs, your sympathy and understanding.
You make it sound very convincing, all of you, but...
You have a duty to perform, Dr. Christian.
Yes. To my patients.
Oh, you won't neglect them. You'll do them a double service.
Don't you see, Dr. Christian, it's your patients who want you for mayor.
But I'm a doctor. I know nothing else. I love my profession.
But you can be a doctor of politics as well as a physician.
Of course. You can guard the town's government against fraud and misrepresentation, just as you've guarded its people against disease all these years.
You owe us that much.
Who are you?
Well, then we'll call it your duty as a citizen.
She's right, Doc.
You can't dodge your obligations.
I never thought of it that way.
Of course you haven't. You're the last man in the world ever to think of yourself. That's why we need you.
Why can't they understand, Judy? I have refused to run.
Then we'll elect you in spite of yourself.
While we are waiting for our program to resume, I have a message of special interest to women. I want to tell you how you can give your hair the same kind of hot oil treatment that leading beauty shops give, to leave it softer, more flattering, more manageable after the shampoo. You can do it at home so easily, and it costs only a few cents. All you need is a bottle of Vaseline hair tonic. Now, here's what you do. Part the hair in several places, and massage plenty of Vaseline hair tonic directly on the scalp. Keep this massage up until your scalp feels loose. Then, steam the head for 10 minutes with towels that have been wrung out in hot water. Follow with a careful shampoo. Whether you use the hot towel method or not, your hair will be softer and more lustrous if you'll use plenty of Vaseline hair tonic before each shampoo. Vaseline hair tonic supplements the natural oils of the scalp. It contains no alcohol and absolutely will not dry the hair. And it's so economical. There's enough for several treatments in each 40-cent bottle.
We return you now to River's End and the dilemma that is facing its popular doctor. A week has passed since he was drafted over his protests to run for mayor. In its enthusiasm, the whole town has turned Dr. Christian's usually quiet little office into regular campaign headquarters in spite of anything he can do about it.
Honestly, if Dr. Christian's office...
Our mutual interest club would like Dr. Christian to speak at a special luncheon.
Dr. Christian has asked me to say that he isn't making any speeches.
But we'd like so much to have him.
I'm sorry. Goodbye.
Was that for me, Judy?
Some club wanted you to speak. This is call number 36 for today.
Well, you bet I answer. It might be a patient.
None of the others has been. Dr. Christian's office.
I'm president of the Women's Advancement Society.
I'm sorry, but the doctor can't do any advancing. Goodbye.
Well, I can't understand it, Judy. I thought surely they'd stop calling by this time. I haven't agreed to anything they've asked.
They love it. Mr. Hewitt's twisted it so it's part of his campaign. The duty angle, he calls it.
Duty angle?
Mm-hmm. Don't you see? He's told them you won't campaign because of the duty you feel toward your patients. And that you'll feel the same, perform the same sort of conscientious work for him when you're mayor.
Hmm. It just looks like there isn't anything I can do to stop it.
Well, thank heaven I finally got in.
Oh, Mrs. Browning.
I had the worst time getting through that crowd, even with all the ladies of the Poets Club cheering me on.
Oh.
Don't answer, Judy.
Oh, but it might be a patient.
Don't worry, it isn't. They've seen to that. Now, you see what politics have done to me, Mrs. Browning?
Yes, indeed. You'll be a national figure. I just dropped in to mention one little detail. The committee has drawn up a list.
A list?
Yes, naming a few of the things we'd like you to do for us when you're mayor.
Oh, I see.
Well, they're just a couple of items. Now, our school children need playgrounds. Our teachers should have better pay. Our town needs old age pensions. And the ladies have set their hearts on a town pump and drinking fountain for the farmers' horses. And, oh, yes, above all, we simply must reduce the taxes.
Mm-hmm. About all, we must reduce taxes.
Just leave the list, Mrs. Browning. We'll go over it later.
Thank you, Judy. Oh, yes, Dr. Christian. We of the West Side want sidewalks so our children can walk to school in safety. And we do want to be sure of getting them after election.
I hope you do.
Always right to the point. That's the way you do things. Well, Dr. Christian, don't forget the West Side.
I'll never forget it.
I'm sure of that. Good night.
You want to look over this list now, Dr. Christian?
Playgrounds, more pay for teachers, a town drinking fountain for horses.
And don't forget, sidewalks to the West Side.
Well, I suppose I might as well answer it. Hello?
Please, get me the doctor.
This is Dr. Christian speaking.
My baby doctor. My boy.
Is this Mrs. Stevenson?
Yes, doctor. I don't know what to do. My baby.
Has he a temperature?
He feels like he's burning up, doctor.
I'll be right over. Get my stethoscope, Judy.
Yes.
And give me my old bag.
Here it is.
Wait here, will you, Judy?
All right.
I may have to call back for something. I'll be at the Stevenson's.
Hello, Doc. I want to see you. It's something important.
I can, John. A child's life is in danger. That's all that's important to me.
I kept trying to get you, Doctor, long before this. But the line was always busy.
I'm terribly sorry, Mrs. Stevenson.
It's not too late. He will get well.
Yes. Yes, he'll get well. The crisis is over.
Thank you. Oh, thank you for that.
It's only a matter now of getting his strength back. And we'll see he does that. Well, look at that. It's morning.
You mean you didn't know?
I guess I hadn't thought much about it.
You've been here all night beside his bed, and you didn't know it. God bless you, Doctor. What would I have done without you?
Paul Christian will lead us into prosperity.
Mike, what I say, girl. I'm no politician, but I love our city. You love it, too, and pay taxes to it. Paul Christian will guard that money, your money. He'll spend it wisely. Vote for Paul Christian.
On to the town hall and victory. Forward, march.
Please close the window, Judy.
Well, just look at that crowd, Dr. Christian, marching on to the town hall to join the voters. Isn't it thrilling?
Yes, it is, Judy. In a way, but...
But what?
Well, I'm thinking of the thrill I got last night at that boy's bed when he opened his eyes and looked at me.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
He smiled. You know how a sick boy can smile. Sort of helpless and trusting.
Yeah. I know.
He's going to get well. Oh, there's joy in being a doctor, Judy.
You old dear.
You're paid 1,000 times over for the things you do. If only you'd heard the way his mother said, he'll get well. Thank heaven I was able to give the right answer. And she'll never forget it. All the public offices and all the cheers in the world couldn't mean as much as that to me. Do you understand, Judy?
Yes, I do. Now?
I knew you would.
I'm afraid I've helped push you into this politics thing as much as anyone else. I didn't realize until Mrs. Stevenson called yesterday.
Oh, if only I could think of some way of getting out of this without seeming ungrateful, without hurting the feelings.
Yes, I can understand now. Oh, I wish I could think of something. Might make up for all my part in this.
No, you did it for the same reason as the others, Judy. It was like presenting me with a silver cup or a trophy of some sort. Only they made the mistake of choosing the office of mayor instead.
Maybe we could think of something together.
I'm afraid it's too late now. They're all at the town hall for the big rally.
Yeah, and it will be too late after that.
I'm afraid I'm not much of a doctor, Judy. I've been trying to think of a remedy for weeks.
Well, we're both in this now, and I'm going to stick. Began to realize what a job it would be when Mrs. Browning brought you that list.
That list, Judy? Where is it?
Right here. Why?
Let me see it quickly.
Dr. Christian, what is it?
Schools, sidewalks, drinking fountains, pensions, reduction in taxes. Judy, get me the town hall on the telephone right away.
But, Doctor, I...
Hurry, I want to speak to you with...
6-4, please.
Judy, I think I've found my remedy.
Hello?
Hello?
Mr. Hewitt, please.
This is John Hewitt.
Oh, Dr. Christian wants to speak to you. Here you are, Doctor.
Hello, John.
Hello, Doc. How are you? You should be the happiest man in the world.
John, have they started to vote?
No, they can't vote till I get back and open the meeting.
Then hold them up until I get there.
You mean you're coming down here after all?
You bet I am.
Dr. Christian, you...
The people deserve to know just where I stand, what my platform is, before they cast their votes. And I've decided to tell them.
Ladies and gentlemen, not only has Dr. Christian finally agreed to accept the nomination for mayor of River's End, but you'll see him with us on this platform tonight. He is here to say a few words to us before we cast our vote. He's here to tell us, as he says, just where he stands and what he, as mayor of River's End, promises to do for us. this is the proudest moment of my life. I introduce the next mayor of River's End, Dr. Paul Christian.
My dear friends and neighbors, I won't waste any words trying to thank you for this honor you've done me. And it is an honor, one I'll never forget, and one for which I'll always be grateful. But I want to tell you one thing before you walk. Above all, I'm your doctor. I've never felt I was suited for politics.
We're for you, Doc. Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Hip, hip, hooray!
If you insist upon electing me, I'm afraid I'll have to go about my new duties as mayor with the only training I've ever known. And that was for the medical profession.
Just what we women want, Dr. Christian.
I'll have to use a medicine kit and a scalpel instead of a gavel and a carpet bag. I'll have to use the only methods I've ever known. The methods by which the medical profession has been built into what it is today.
What's that, Doc?
Research and experiment. I'll have to make a tour of all our neighboring towns to study the system of government so I can improve on them for our own.
But, Doc, you can't go away.
What about your patients, Doctor?
Yes, we need you here.
Whatever you do is all right with us.
Yeah. In the medical world, we do our research and experiment without counting the cost and time or personal sacrifices or money. You see, my friends, I couldn't do a careless job. That's the first thing doctors learn. If I'm going to be your next mayor, this travel, this research, is absolutely necessary. It'll take money, of course, but that can be raised by new taxes.
But, Dr. Christian, we want you to reduce our taxes.
Oh, I'm afraid I can't, Mrs. Browning. Great hospitals and medical centers have generally been subsidized by generous citizens, so I don't see why it shouldn't apply to government. But, before I start on my travels, certain obvious reforms can be made in our village right away.
Sidewalks for the west side.
Well, yes, perhaps. But I was thinking more of closing up Jack's pool room.
That's right. It's too near the high school.
Hey, I own that pool room, Doc. There's nothing wrong with it.
Ah, but it's an invitation to our boys to get an idle company. So I'll have to cut it out now. And away in an operation, I'd remove some sign of danger that might develop into something more serious later.
Oh, but that's the way I make my living. You can't rob me of my living. I've always run a nice place.
Then, my friends, I shall insist that some of our careless citizens who leave their lawns and walks and homes unpainted and uncared for get to work and tidy up just the way I'd remove a blemish from some patient's face.
You can start on Jenny Carter first. Her lawn's a sight.
You leave my lawn alone. I'll keep it as a light.
And next, my friends, I want to bring to your attention my slum clearing project.
Slums? Where in the world are there any slums in River's End?
I mean that row of tumble-down houses on the River Road. Browning Row, it's called. The people who live there deserve better conditions. Everybody deserves better living conditions.
But, Dr. Christian, I do the best I can for my tenants. Some of them haven't paid any rent since the Depression. I can't afford to make repairs. I have to make some profit on my real estate.
Oh, I appreciate all that, Martha. And here's where government funds come in. If all the citizens of River's End would make proper sacrifices for the good of the whole community, why, we could raise enough additional tax money to rebuild Browning Row into the finest municipal housing project in the country.
But, Doc, that'll cost a fortune.
I'm afraid it will. But think of the nobility of the experiment. The serving people given ideal living conditions
and... Our taxes will be doubled.
They'll be tripled.
That's, my friend, that's why I wanted to be fair and tell you what might happen if an untrained idealist, if I... and made your mayor.
Well, we can't have that, Dr. Christian.
But most of all,
We can't be without our doctor.
It's Mrs. Stevenson in the audience.
I came here to vote for Dr. Christian, but I won't do it now. Not if it means he can't take care of us anymore.
We can't get along without our doctor.
That comes first.
Then, let me go on being your doctor. The job I treasure more than anything else in this world. I really came down here tonight to give my full support to the one man in Riversend best suited to act as our mayor. Because he's honest and humane, but a practical realist. And I'm sure you'll all join me. His name is John Hewitt.
Wait a minute. I'm not going to be outdone. How about making Dr. Christian honorary mayor to show him the place he holds in the hearts of every man, woman, and child in River's End?
Thank you. Thank you. That position I can accept with the deepest appreciation and affection for you all.
Well, I always said you were a deep one, Dr. Christian. I should have known you had something up your sleeve when you agreed to come down here.
It proves I'm still a doctor anyway.
Yeah. Just between us, you'd still make a great politician. I knew that when I heard your speech.
No, John, no. That was professional pride. I'd found my remedy, and I didn't want to lose this case.
You have been listening to Gene Hersholt in the role of Dr. Christian. In just a moment, we'll introduce the cast to you, and Mr. Hersholt will be out here to tell you something about next week's story. And now, one word of advice. Don't accept substitutes for Vaseline jelly, and here's why. Vaseline jelly is refined under the strictest requirements. Absolutely pure, it may be used freely even on a baby's tender skin. It contains no acids, no chemicals, no irritants of any kind. It is sterilized in the process of manufacture and packed in sterilized containers. Because Vaseline jelly is so wonderful and so soothing for your skin, it has been made the base of many Vaseline specialties, such as Vaseline carbolated jelly, Vaseline borated jelly, Vaseline camphor ice, and Vaseline lip ice. Ask your druggist about them, and be sure to look for the trademark Vaseline. It is your guarantee of absolute purity and protection. And now we want you to meet the cast of tonight's drama. They are Jerry Moore, who played John Hewitt, newly nominated mayor of River's End, Myra Marsh, who played Martha Browning, president of the 19th Century Poets Club, Inez Seabury, who was the young mother, Mrs. Stevenson, Mary Shipp, Jane Morgan, and Harry Humphrey. Rosemary DeCamp is featured weekly in the role of Judy Price, and of course our star, Gene Hersholt, in the title role. And here is Gene Hersholt as Dr. Christian. What is the story about next week, Dr. Christian?
Well, it's an adventure that Judy and I had one night recently. One of the most exciting things that ever happened to me in a long life of unusual events. But I'm afraid I'll spoil the story if I tell you any more now other than the title, which is Tony Donello.
And we can guess it concerns a patient.
Who pulled the gun on me.
And wait till you hear how Dr. Christian met that issue.
So won't you be with us next Tuesday night at this same hour to hear Gene Hersholt in the Dr. Christian story, Tony Donello. Gene Hersholt appears on this program through the courtesy of 20th Century Fox. Go and see him on the screen this week in their new Quintuplets picture, Five of a Kind. Heard tonight was the title song from Alexander's Ragtime Band. Arthur Gilmore speaking. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.